7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. If you all stand, we'll pledge allegiance to the flag and have a moment of silent prayer.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First on the agenda is the August 16th, 2022 city meeting minutes. Is there any additional corrections or anything that needs to be edited on it? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
City financial report. There was distributed. Everybody get a look at them. If there's no questions, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for August?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Is the expense report going around?
Yeah, do you want me to leave it with Commissioner Hall when he arrives? Or do you want it?
Just bring it over here. If he gets here, he gets here. All right. Anything from the city attorney that we need to talk about?
Well, you put on the agenda, Mayor, about Miss Ray, and I called her today, and she said that next week she'll make a payment, and then after that she'll only have 1 month to go. I think that that's 18 she's going to pay, and I think 19 would be nice.
Well, has she paid even 22? She hasn't paid 22 yet. Yeah. I don't believe.
She hasn't?
I don't believe so.
If you can check on that.
All right. Have anything else you want to report on?
No, but I'm here all years. Okay. I'm not going to be able to go to this convention. I've got a trial.
Convention. Oh, that convention?
Yeah.
It's a waste of money. Okay. Old business.
I wanted to take my thing that we voted in last time about having contracts signed within 60 days,
yeah.
And I wanted to work toward getting that to be an ordinance. I don't know. Steve, how do we go about doing that?
I don't think we need to make an ordinance, but I just think that
it would be a municipal order.
I mean, I don't know how to do it so it's not forgotten and so that that... contractors know beforehand sometimes that we require that?
With, you know, any time submitted this contract, it was the most wholly written contract in the world. So I took that and massaged it to a beautiful contract. And, but yeah, I mean, I can... The problem was is that it took me some time to do that. I think that the... I think that who do we have? Rumpke. I think that they... theirs was in the form of the contract because we had done it before. Anytime she submits this contract, which was horribly written, so it took me time to massage it, and then when I got it to them, they said they weren't going to follow it. So I can turn around the contract within a week.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying it's your fault.
No,
I want whoever wins the bid to submit their stuff quickly.
Right.
you know, with their terms.
What I'm going to do then is I'll...
It's not an ordinance. It would be a municipal order.
Yeah, but I don't even think we need that. I mean, if I agree to do it.
We just need to have a policy, written policy.
I'll do it within a week.
Thank you.
In fact, I can prepare a contract. I could bring my damn laptop and just fill in the blanks while we're still here, then to sign it before they leave.
Oh, get the person?
Yeah. The attorney, he thinks he's smart. I call him up and says, but that's not, like I said, the basic law of contracts involve an acceptance, you know, so I send him the research. Then he files an enter of appearance recorded at 4.01. I've never seen that done in 42 years of practice, so it's kind of stalled. I'm going to have to get a special bail to get them served because the guy's avoiding the service. And then they'll file an answer, and then I'll make a motion. Then we'll do it. So anyway, I'm on top of it. But I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that whenever a bid is on the floor, I think they need to be aware that we have that policy in place. I don't know if we want to, we definitely want to put it on the website, but I think it should be, you know, conveyed to them that that's what we require.
Yeah, we can put it in the bid spec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing is that they made all these representations. They said that they were working for EPS and doing all these other things. And then I looked at this contract, and it was so poorly written, I can't imagine any company like UPS or any responsible company or city for that matter signing such a horribly written contract. So I think that they were overstating their case. So we'll take care of that. I'll be forever mindful of that.
Talk about the street.
Commissioner Moulton.
Yes.
If we're still in old business, are we going to be able to start this project for the street lights this year, or are we going to wait till
next? Well, I was waiting for your call. I mean, I got some additional addresses last night.
I think if we just go down the right side of North Thumberland, headed towards the flagpole, and try to find the middle addresses between the lights that are on the left side, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, the LEDs definitely give more light, but, you know, it's like, I don't know, some of the lights are kind of spread a little far apart, and, you know, it's...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
When we put one across the street...
We don't want to make cross streets from a current light.
No, if it's a long stretch between two lights, you know, I mean, I've got some additional addresses, like around 4505 Lunenburg, another light to maybe go there, around between 4513, 4517 Dickerson, maybe a light could go there. At Chesterfield, a light could go there. And
yeah, Chesterfield is one place
to the
you need
right, coming out of, is that Lunenburg? To the right, a light or two could go in that direction towards Westport.
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
And then between the flagpole and Rustburg, lights there, light.
What about Halifax?
I spent one address on Halifax.
Halifax is dark from Lunenburg.
From the flagpole.
Did you take it over?
Well, that's where I've said, like, it's between the Rustburg and... Okay.
Somewhere around
Rustburg is the court headed towards.
Right there by the speed hump on Halifax. I don't think there's a light there.
I don't think there's light at all from the corner all the way to the flagpole.
I think there is.
Yeah, there is.
There's one in the corner, Rustford Place. No, there wasn't any out.
Is there one in the corner, right?
That's what I'm saying. The speed hump.
Halifax and Lunenburg, but from there to the flag.
Right. No, there's a corner light at Rustford Place in Halifax.
Yeah, but it's a long distance to the flag.
Yeah, but we need one between Rustford and the flag pole.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Just right before the speed hump.
And I think you need one after Halifax and before Luray, too, because it's dark after that, too, after the flagpole. What is your budget, Susan? How many can you afford? Or have you gotten quotes?
I haven't gotten any quotes. I think the budget is kind of probably... With us paying utilities... I don't know if this year could be put in the budget.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I wasn't sure what your budget numbers were.
Dan would have to let us know.
I just want to bring it up.
There's a fee associated per pole? It wasn't very much, though, was it? Or did they include that in the overall?
They start billing on the...
So there's not a fee?
There's not a lifetime fee. They start billing... Yeah. And they bill an additional amount each month of bill.
Yeah. Well, I can work with you. Do you want to go out together one night and kind of get some ideas?
I can do it.
Okay. Well, I think two of you need to go and kind of make the decision. Don't you think, instead of just one?
I don't know. What do you think, Bob? Or should you go?
Oh, I don't want to get involved in it. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to probably Crystal and you together, because she's got the road funds, or she's got the road, and so
can we allocate road funds towards her?
Well, we have to do an adjustment. We do an adjustment later on. We always do an adjustment in the spring on the Excel spreadsheet, on the worksheet. Because our budget ordinance only has revenue and expenses on it, so we make the adjustments on the worksheet. So after snow season is what I'm trying to get it pressed up to, so that we know exactly what we can do come April.
Okay.
And you've got to get the right of way sign off before we can do it. See, the thing is, they have to approach all the property owners for utility right of ways back to those transformers, and that takes a long time. That was the longest part when Linda did it. So getting the addresses.
Right.
LG&E sends out the letters, okay? And my suggestion is put down two addresses, okay, for the light poles that you're putting in. A preferred one and a secondary one, okay? Because a lot of times that transformer's between them anyhow.
So you're wanting to put it off until the spring?
Well, you've got to start the paperwork now.
Right, because it's already been 10 months since this was brought up.
Right.
And we haven't done anything.
They've got to mail out the letters and get the signatures.
Yeah.
So it's going to be spring probably, unless these people turn around and sign off on them right away. But that took Linda close to a year to get everybody to sign.
So there was a fee associated, because that was her bone of contention with my idea about going around through my easement in the back of my house and coming down the easement on the other side. She said it was more expensive.
Yeah, but it's expensive if they have to do burrowing. If they don't have to do any burrowing, it's not expensive at all.
It would be burrowing either way.
Under the driveway.
Oh.
Okay. See, they were having
they charge less for burrowing under a sidewalk than they do a driveway.
They don't charge anything in burrowing the sidewalk.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I'd say just put them all in the easements and don't worry about what it costs. Do it, get it over with. Because there's some areas that are really dark.
Okay.
That way, it's not near as difficult to get the sign-offs.
Yeah.
There's not locking up the property.
How would I know where the easement would be, though? I mean, is
the easement from the sidewalk to the street is
okay.
Easement.
So you all don't own that part.
Right. So, for example, I'll look for Lorray. Linda could have come through my backyard. There's an easement for sewer. So I have, it makes no difference to me. I can't build over it. She wanted to come down the side of my house that has no easement, which was going to put an easement there, there's no way to put a driveway in to build there. You couldn't do anything to it, right? You locked yourself up. So that's kind of that's the bone of contention. If you're coming from the green space down the side of someone's house, you're now turning that into an easement where it's so many feet on both sides of that line they can't plant a tree. So if we stay in the easement out front, it's already an easement. Right? It costs a little more to burrow under a driveway, but it's not putting the people out, you're not locking. That was my only issue with it. I've been fine with it for some of it. But not run the wire the way she wanted to run it.
If you're going to put it in the easement out front,
yeah, and that's
you still have to have the right of way signed by the property owner?
You probably do.
Depends on where the electrical power comes from. If the electrical power is behind the house, I don't know where their utilities are on Northumberland.
No idea.
So that's why they get the letters out. Okay?
Okay.
Just keep going. All right. Tony's wrecker service. Okay. I got Tate here tonight, so if you have any questions about what can be towed, that's what he's here for, is to answer those questions. Because it would be nice to have this in place for October 1st. Because I'm going to put something on the website to tell them that we're now going to begin, if it passes, that we're going to begin towing for expired tags, uninsured, if they're stopped and they're uninsured, or...
How can you determine if the car is insured if you check my license plate and figure out how? You would check with the car registration.
They changed it like a year and a half ago, so if there's any lapse at all in your insurance now, it immediately says cancel the registration for failure to maintain insurance.
Right.
So they canceled the tag. Because people were getting 6 month policies, sure. And then the day after they got the policy, they canceled
that's
it.
Smart.
So their car looks good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it tells us immediately now.
So, we have a parking ordinance that gets into the towing of cars.
We ain't towing cars for parking.
Okay.
Okay, because...
Just for uninsured and...
Uninsured, and late registrations,
yeah.
Criminals,
yeah.
Dopers, you know, DUIs.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Suspended and all of that.
Right, but yeah. the one thing...
But if a guy has a felony for...
He's going...
That's not...
He's going to jail anyhow.
No, yeah. I mean a past conviction that he's probated sentence on class A misdemeanor. Probated. There's no, you can't revoke.
No.
You can't tow a car for that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
No.
All right. I think that's
the one. What we had a big concern last month, or my big concern was, is what time period do we use for expiry detections?
We
can sign them up to certain amount
of driveway. Is that what you're talking about?
No, we're not pulling out of the driveway.
So you mean to give them a leeway, a window of time to get it fixed?
If they're stopped on the street,
yes.
Okay. In other words, if it's less than 90 days, then they just tag it. If it's 90 days or more, then he tows the car.
Do you want the city of?
I mean, you can do it. I mean, LMPD would never tow a car for expired registration. We can legally, but that's up to you all how much
Yeah, but could,
how much grace you want to show them?
You'd have to. If it's just sitting there, I mean, you could,
it's not sitting. They're driving.
Yeah,
but right. It's a traffic stop.
Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't clear.
We're not pulling them out of the driveway. We're not pulling them out of private property.
But what else? Okay. On the street?
If he pulls him over, him or her, okay, for failure to use the turn signal or whatever, okay, and the registration, and the reason why I bring this up is, there's a temporary tag in our city right now that's dated 8 of 2021. And it's still running around. Nobody has pulled it over. So.
That's because no one sees them driving. It has no
case
people.
I can guarantee you that a police officer has passed that car at least once over the last year.
While it's being operated.
While it's being operated, right.
So why?
If they're down in St. Matthews, they're pulling them over. That's what Nick was saying.
So is he saying that you guys aren't doing that? You're talking about one of Tate's guys?
No, no.
LMPD in general. Just,
yeah.
They don't care. Well, I mean, they do care, but there's like the blue flu and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
we need an ordinance.
We don't need an ordinance. The ordinance is already there. It's a state regulation.
So will you tell me, if I'm driving on a suspended license, they come and get on my car and they tow it?
Yeah.
So yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you give them, you call them an Uber for them and pay for the Uber to get them?
They figure that part out. We just...
Yeah, all right. That's my request, right? Okay. All right. I'm all for
it. Yeah, I guess it depends how long you all, like... Mayor Bob said, just 3 months, 6 months, whatever you all decide on.
3 months or 6 months for what?
For a grace period.
Correct.
If for a grace period on expired registration. In other words, your birth date is in February.
My registration slaps right now. I forgot to do it, so I have to do that.
Call Tony's.
I just bought a property.
Yes, corporate.
But... If they're expired registration, there's a good chance their insurance may be expired too. See, the whole thing is
so if you cite them,
and this is for out of states too. I mean, you've got access to out of state for registrations, right?
Correct.
Okay. We've got cars in Worthington Hills that have out of state registrations. And they are expired.
Well, then something needs to be done.
Yeah. But we can't do anything if we can't tow them. We just cite them. They just ignore it. They go get their attorney and get some freaking damn downgrade for operating a vehicle with a, you know, minor problem.
They don't do that anymore. There's no defective equipment in that.
Oh, yeah.
There aren't. I know that. There are no defective equipment. So I haven't been for 3 or 4 years.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we've got cars running around where we can help. So out-of-state tags that are expired.
You got it under control. You know what to do and all that. So we're good, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. My big concern is the grace period for expired registrations. Out-of-states don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like 90 days. That's going to be my motion, that expired registrations be given, if they're less than 90 days, then they just get cited. If it's 90 days or more, then they're towed. Okay. Now, that is if you catch them after or be 30 minutes prior to getting off shift, you can just cite them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we don't want you having to stay longer than your shift time.
Okay?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm recommending.
So for expired registration, like if Tate, if I live in the city and Tate...
You don't even have to live in the city.
Okay, so Tate pulls me over because my expired... So you're telling me these sites gives me 90 days to get registered?
No.
No, he tows your car. Because it's been more than 90 days. It's expired.
Well, you mean, it's okay, it hasn't been registered within the due date.
Right. My birthday's in June.
I get it.
Okay.
So, you're so to me.
I had all the way through
August.
I can cite you.
Okay.
I'm not telling you.
Right.
I'm going to sneak out early.
So, if there's no objections.
I get it now.
First off, is there any problem at all? We don't pay for any towing fees.
Correct.
Okay. Tate was at the meeting. Nick, who's the president, Tony's Towing, or Tony Record Service, went through this. The rate sheet, those rates are what he charges for any impound vehicle. If we call Tony's and the car ain't there, but of course Tate will still be there with the guy handcuffed hopefully. But anyhow, as long as the car's there, we aren't charged any kind of fee.
I think you said we have to stand by with the car.
Yeah, right.
What's recovery mean?
Recovery? I'd have to, are you looking on a form?
Yeah, it says tow, labor, and then recovery, $150 per hour.
That's when they pick it up. The owner picks it up.
That was just for our information.
No, this is just a general price list. Recovery would be like the truck wrecked on 71. That
pulled out it did.
Yeah. Okay, $325 per hour per truck, 1 hour minimum.
I'm going to start a towing company.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
They do.
So I did notice in the minutes last month when this discussion came up, no one was interested in making a motion to pass this.
I just made a motion.
You made a motion?
I just made a motion.
Well, I didn't write it down. I didn't hear it. Thank you.
My motion is registration is 90 days or more that are expired. Get towed. Regular towing, in other words, normal stuff, uninsured, because of
title. Cancel registration.
Yeah, because if they're uninsured, the registration's been.
Driving on suspended.
Yeah, driving on suspended.
No exceptions
normal
for you guys, right?
Huh?
No exceptions for you all?
No exceptions. Right. Not even equal protection. Equal mandate of the law. Let me ask this. So. You pulled me over on a proper registration, so you told my car.
If it's been more than 90 days since it expired.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm with you.
So if it's been 91 days,
right.
I send you on your way and tow your car. And
you know when I'm going to get my car after 90 days and it's towed is to
update your registration.
Update your registration, yeah.
Yeah, because when you go to Tony's, if you'll notice on here, they're going to check for... He'll mark on here, valid driver's license.
Right.
Up-to-date vehicle registration.
That's smart.
Proof of insurance coverage for the vehicle.
Yeah, because not gonna, that's really smart, because they're not going to let the car back on the street unless it has all those things.
Yeah, but still, you've got a surplus.
No, I'm with you. I get it.
Okay, and release vehicle to owner only. Okay, that's a big one. I got that off of parking wars.
I could sit down and wait for a really nice car to come in there, and I can go in there and, you know, do all this stuff.
Hey, well, he
with someone's car.
How long was it he keeps them on the lot, and then then
it's not long. I forget what the state
law. Was it 45 days?
Yeah, it's not long. LMPD.
And then he sold them. They just picked up what? A brand new, what was that, almost? The dealer didn't come and pick it up?
Yeah, if he sees a nice one, he'll just...
Yeah, he'll just buy it.
$1 for it.
Well, so what do they do? They auction them off?
Yeah,
auction them.
When does that happen?
I mean, LMPD has an auction once a month, but I don't know about Tony. I would assume it depends on how backed up their lot is. But
I can't imagine a really expensive car someone let them go to auction.
Well, drug dealers, a lot, when they buy them just cash, they just, yeah, they don't. They just leave brand new cars.
When do they have the auction?
I mean, my partner drives a Porsche Cayenne for his police car. 2021.
When's the auction?
LMPD's?
Yeah.
It's once a month. I don't know. I've never been to it. You just buy as is. Most of them don't have keys.
Yeah. I'm gonna call about that. I don't need a car.
Well, I made a motion to accept, to have
this agreement with Tony's Record Service, and our policy or our practice with registrations 90 days or longer have to be towed, and any other normal things. The only odd thing is the registration.
Correct.
Everything else is pretty cut and dry on what they tow vehicles for.
Yeah. No insurance, suspended OL, if an arrest is made.
So I made that motion.
So you said that there's no cost to the city?
No, just as long as they make a tow when they get there. Once we call them, what do you say? We've got 10 minutes to call them back if there's something.
Right. Yeah.
But he's going to sit with the car until they say they'll get there within 30 minutes. They've got, I don't know how many, 22 tow trucks, I think it was, and they take them, the tow drivers take them home. And we're not really, our hours of operation aren't late or early in the morning. It's not late night, early in the morning. It's normal operating hours for these tow trucks, pretty much, on Friday and Saturday night, and then during the week, it's before midnight. So I don't see any problem with it. And Tony's is doing, he's towing just about every small city on the east end of Jefferson County.
What about abandoned cars?
We have to put a sticker on those for 3 days, unless it's on, well, I know, I guess. Yes, if it's expired or something like that, we can tow it immediately, but if it's abandoned, we have to put a sticker on it and wait 72 hours. If we've done that at the time, back in the city.
And then we can have LMPD tow them cars.
Yeah.
We don't have to have Tony tow the abandoned cars. We can get LMPD to.
That's good to know. It would be LMPD.
Oh, yeah. We had. How many cars did we have in Bay Garden?
Oh, it was a lot.
There was like three that were over there. One of them had a busted window. They've been sitting there forever. They had flat tires. He put red stickers on it. And one of the neighbors living over there saw that the vehicles were being towed, so he got his vehicle into his driveway.
Yeah.
So we haven't had any problem with the parking areas over in Bay Garden now at all, because they towed the abandoned vehicles.
Tate, I have one question. Mm-hmm. What if you call for towing 45 minutes before your shift ends and they don't get there within 30 minutes? Will you stay over?
Yeah,
until they show up, we can't cancel.
They would charge you all, which we don't want that. I mean, the officer can just not work as long next time.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you all. I mean, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, because I don't want to be charged if they are late showing up.
Right.
Okay.
And is this a 24-hour thing, like
Tony's?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's up, again, it's up to you all. It sounds like we don't want to have, obviously, the registration 90 days, but, I mean, we can, I'm assuming no discretion on the other stuff, just if the other stuff's happening and the car's 100% being towed, is that the thought?
That's my thought.
Yeah,
we've got vehicles that are driving around.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about the expired temporary tags.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, most of them have got issues anyhow. They won't, and they probably got a headlight out or whatever. It's just a matter of, you just don't know. I mean, especially these temporary tags. You don't know if these people were even carrying insurance. Because they're not going after them. So that's my big issue, is temporary and out of state. Out of state's the same way. We have no idea if these people are carrying insurance at all. And some of them, like I said, there's quite a few, and I know who they are.
that are expired tags. So we have the access to the information. So the word will get out that Worthington Hills is cracking down. And that's the whole point of this. So I made a motion. Do I hear a second?
I have one more question. Is there a day on those? It's a date. It's a month, right? My sticker says 06. Does it actually give a date? Like
no, yeah, month and year.
It's month and year.
Yeah, so then you have to go to the following month.
Right.
Right.
So if it's March, July. I went to public school. Yeah,
you
whatever.
Did? Yeah.
Whatever.
The I mean, month. So it's a September 20th, so you would have to be in month of... I went to public school, too. I didn't even graduate.
January. You'd have to be in January.
Yeah, but it would have to be after January 20th, then.
Or January 1st, I guess, because it's just the month.
It's the month.
Yeah, October, November, December, right. So it has to be the month of January. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how are you going to... I mean, then you're just judging it by the day you're working.
Right. So.
Boone County does this, by the way. Boone County Sheriff's Department is very, very
serious
on top of things.
Yeah.
I have ex-relatives that are major players in Boone County Sheriff's Department. So
the only hiccup really is the leeway or the grace period for registrations. Yeah. Everything else we're telling for.
Yeah, for cut and dry the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All right.
But I just want to be clear on that motion. It's the fourth month passed. So it would be the full 90 days. June, July, August, September, October would be the month.
Right.
I don't have to worry about it. We do it in advance in the mail. It's the easiest thing you can possibly
right. do. But a lot of people don't care.
I know.
And by the way, a lot of people, if they don't put their sticker on there, when he runs a tag, it tells them it's current registration.
Whether the sticker's on there.
Whether the sticker's on there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and being not having your registration up to date is no indication you don't have insurance or operating.
They didn't give them a warning about not having the registration sticker on their plate because that's a violation of the law, too. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right, I'll take a roll call, though. Mayor Stone says yes. Commissioner McCaff?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Muffin?
Yes.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Good. And by the way, Tony said he'd come to the meeting if you want to talk to him. So if you ever want to talk to him, I just need to know it. Send Dan to let him know it. Commissioner Hall, you the buried utility service lines. It's not much of an issue right now because AT&T's moved their marking to another section. But still, can you check with the Public Utilities Commission and find out what we can do or who we can contact? Because this is a real safety issue.
Yeah, weren't there lines that were being just on top of the ground?
Well, yeah, what they do is, see, where we have the sidewalks, the easement between the street and the sidewalk, okay, they put the service utility box in that easement,
right.
Okay? So when they come out and run the service line to the house, they were just laying them. The guy in Solomon would just lay them over. He would pack them down occasionally across the sidewalk using those U-nails.
As a temporary measure?
It was a temporary measure. But the problem is, people come walking by, scuffing their feet, up they come.
Mine was out there for like 4 months.
Yeah, his was like that for 4 months.
Really? And you call them and complain, and they come out and they send a guy and they trench it. but they don't send the equipment to run it under the highway and sidewalk.
Yeah.
So they
trenched it up to his house, but they didn't go under his driveway and didn't go under his sidewalk.
So they buried the part that was over his property, but didn't.
No, they didn't bury any of it. Okay. They trenched it like they were going to.
And no, they didn't do anything. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, that, all right.
That's nice to get you a trench. And
yeah. All right. I will call on that.
So just for the record, when I was mowing Sunday, I noticed a couple of sidewalks where they had like orange tape across the sidewalk. Are they taping them now?
Yeah, some of the guys have put them in.
And that is totally irresponsible.
Some of them don't even do that.
So yeah, but at least taping them down, you're not going to trip over them.
They probably taped them in front of
Boston. I'm going to go for a walk in the city here real soon.
But yeah, that some of them have been carrying the tape to tape
them down. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen.
Well, I just
find out what the scuttlebutt is on that.
I just thought maybe they started doing it because we're...
Well, we've been raising hell with them. So
this is AT&T?
Yeah, we need to get this taken care of before Halloween with the trick-or-treaters. Yeah. Somebody's going to fall.
Mm-hmm. I'll contact Linda.
Don't contact Linda.
Right.
Contact the public safety.
I'll call up and ask her about that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got to be in the AT&T bid.
Yeah, but it's a subcontractor.
They just said they'll bury them within 30 days. And doesn't...
It's the subcontractor's fault, and the company is not
beaten up.
It's the same policy behind the house. I mean, if your cable line goes out, they come in and put one on top of the ground to get you back your service back on. And then they come out later.
All right, I'll check on that.
It's just not across the sidewalk.
I'll get it done.
But it needs to, all the companies, we need to have a way of advising all the companies.
Are there other companies that are doing this? Or besides AT&T, are they going?
No, Spectrum does it, like he says.
Does Spectrum have lines exposed right now, too?
Well, if they come out and they got new service, they go install it in the.
Are there any exposed Spectrum lines now?
I don't know that I'm aware of.
Okay, so it's AT&T.
AT&T is current, but it's going to apply to all of them.
I get it.
But just for the record, Steve, the Spectrum lines are in the green space.
Yeah, they're in the east
sidewalks, the public sidewalks.
Right. They're going along the parallel with the.
Yeah, road. So it would be somewhat correct. It would be somewhere back. Like, so for example, there was one early this year. Probably the neighbor on Mecklenburg's cable went out. They came in. The box is on the raised side of the green space. So they went all the way across. I had to mow around it, right? It's not a problem for me. But that line laid on the ground, went through their fence and up to their house to get their service back on. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, they buried it. So,
because
the same group that installs them isn't the same group that buries them.
Right.
No.
So it applies to everything.
I get it.
Okay.
In that case,
it wasn't a sidewalk. It was the right away from the easement.
Yeah, but it went all the way across.
I don't think we need to wait for a meeting. If Spectrum, I'm going to call about AT&T and put the press on that. But if Spectrum or any other utility company comes out there and leaves the lines exposed, let's not wait for a meeting. Someone just call me and tell me the address and where the line is exposed, and I jump all over it.
Okay.
We don't want people getting hurt. All right.
So while we're on that topic, Boynton Court, the box that's their utility box, it's on the far end, it's on the other end of, not on the Northumberland end, it's on the far end. Someone has driven across that. So typically people will do it, if someone's parked in that, at the end of that course, they'll drive around and they'll drive up on the grass, and they push that box down on one side. So you'll see it if you go over it.
They can drive over the utility box?
They just drive over the curb and drive through the grass. Yeah. So unfortunately, it's this far from the curb, so they drove over.
They're really fresh.
It's not broken. It's just where it was mostly level before, now it's sitting like this. And the lid has got a crack. I guess you could open it up.
Are these green in color?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's what they have in my neighborhood.
AT&T's box?
It's an AT&T
box.
It's an AT&T
fiber
optic. Yeah.
Someone snap a picture of one of the lines that's exposed right now and text it to me. You all have my phone number, I guess, don't you?
And you think it needs to be replaced?
I don't know if it's broken or if it's just been pushed.
I'll look at it.
Well, it's not like the one up at the front entrance when somebody drove over and broke the lid. I don't think it's damaged like that. I deliberately avoided even with the lawnmower. Just
I think all that happened at that fatality, that motorcycle accident. That's where that tape was. It was caution tape. I think that's what happened. But I don't clean up crime scenes. So I don't know.
Gotcha.
Alright. Monthly radio check. What are we going to do for frequency?
I think we're going to use channel 6.
Channel 6?
Yeah.
Alright. Turn your radios on when you get home. Any other old business? Yes, ma'am.
I understand we have a speed radar sign in your garage.
It's not in my garage, but it's being charged, yes.
Well, it's being charged now for a few months. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to put it out?
Where they show you
are we not going to put it out?
This is a turn.
I think he's waiting for a pole to...
we need a pole to put it on.
The pole we want to put on is tangled at the wrong.
Is it the kind that hangs on a pole?
No,
it's
got the pole.
I got a question. You know, we have that one pole that looks like you could plant it and put a stop sign or another sign on it. Can we remove a pole that's adequate for the speed sign and replace it with the pole that we had?
Well,
I don't know if that's legal or not.
Can we not just have a pole now?
Commissioner Adams called safety.
Okay.
Safety
code. Yeah, I've quoted it. It's roughly $280 to $300. We were trying to get the one at Northumberland and Middlesex replaced, the one that was run over and shoved back in the ground, and it's only 4 or 5 feet tall. That was like $280 to $300, but they won't, I think they will give us the equipment, you know, if you can find somebody to take the signs off, but they want to do brand new stuff.
That sign is brand new. They can take that sign off of that pole.
Well, they won't do that. Safety Co. won't do that. They said they will only do new stuff.
So they sell your product and they won't service it?
I don't know.
I replaced that sign back when I was a commissioner.
Yeah, I wasn't commissioner when it was put in.
Yeah,
but
that sign is brand new,
said,
along with the street signs. The street signs and the stop sign are both brand new. That pole just needs to be replaced.
Okay, well, they said they have trouble with some of the, you know, older poles that are rusty, getting the equipment off, you know, unscrewing the rusty, you know, bolts and things. So that's what they told me. And I kind of, you know, have let the issue drop for now. But I do have something in my paving thing that I was going to address in new business that we can talk about a little further that has to do with that.
Okay. All right.
So what is the answer? You all kind of skipped over
that question.
As soon
as we get the pole, it's going up.
So it goes on a pole or it sits on the ground? Is it a great big sign that sits on the ground?
No.
Or is it a sign about this big that's hanging
on
the pole?
That's it.
Thank
it's like
that
the one that's
question.
On.
It's like a regular speed limit sign.
Have you seen the one down by the school system now?
I saw one somewhere the other day and thought it looked much nicer than one that would be sitting on the ground.
No,
that would.
No.
Okay.
No,
great.
It hangs on the pole. If you've ever, the one that, when you go to Steve's office, the one that's there on the street before you turn into his parking lot, that's what it is.
This is a turn, right? I mean, it is. It may work.
The battery is charged, by the way.
Can we not just have a pole mounted if we're going to mount this thing? Can we not just have a pole set?
Well, I mean, this Econo Signs place, you know, there's a 6-foot galvanized U channel for $20. 1823,
yeah,
probably plus
tax. No,
we've got to get that 10-foot.
Okay. Well, I'd have to look that up. But the problem with Safety Co. is they won't do any of that. If I buy something like this, they won't install it. They want to do their own thing.
So what's it cost for them to have just a pole mounted in the ground?
I can't find anybody to do it.
Just the pole? They won't. If it doesn't have a sign, they won't do it.
No, they won't do it.
No, it's metal.
They want me to buy it from them and pay $300.
Can you just get a pole with no signs? Yes or no?
Not from Safety Co.
I in the picture. Other than the one,
they would they sell us the proper pole?
I think it'd be better to go through the Sicano Signs place rather than Safety Co.
The right.
Yeah, I mean, let me get back to the right page here.
So, like, here's U Channel signposts right there. So we need a 10-foot one. So that's 69.43.
But then you have to have it installed.
Yeah, I mean, are you or you Dennis or you?
All we have to do is have it pounded in the ground. That's
yeah. I don't know.
A 10-foot pole is
going
to go down.
They suggested that I have somebody that lives in the city that's mechanically inclined.
Yeah, we can install it because the instructions, it's basically put on with tightening down them screw.
I thought we didn't need that tall of a pole, though, for...
You got to have a pole in the ground.
Yeah, but I thought we didn't need a 10-foot.
You don't need an auger.
I thought we only needed it sticking up 4 feet or so for the
And we just we've got the
solar panel.
We've got the solar panel.
Yeah.
So because the solar panel's on it, I don't want it down at 4 feet because they can rip the solar panel off.
Okay. Okay. So the 10-foot. Okay. So Econo Signs has a 10-foot galvanized finish.
Yeah.
U-Channel signpost pole for $69.43.
Where are they located? Who's it say? Are they local? They ship it to
I don't know. They have an 800 number.
For $200.
They ship it for $300. Yeah.
Well, you have to make sure that the unit, the pole that you buy, will segue into this.
Yeah, it'll go into a U-channel.
Okay.
It's designed to go into.
So, Crystal, can you find out too? If just out of curiosity, but what's the other company's name? What's the other company?
Safety Co.
Well, Safety Co. Just sell us the post.
I believe I have an email. I'll have to look back at my emails, but I believe they said no. They don't want to. They want to make the money off of it.
Well, that is making money.
They want to have the installation.
They want to do the labor.
I cannot understand a sign company that will not come out and set a post. That makes no sense to me.
I can check again.
Did you talk to a lady or a guy down there?
I'd have to look at my phone. I talked to, it was a guy. It was whoever did stuff with you before. I'd have to look at the name.
He's a trained graduate that owns that place, and his name is Freiber.
Yes. Andrew Freiber.
Andrew Freiber.
Yes.
It's Freiber.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Steve Schwartz is going to come break his kneecap if he doesn't take care of it.
I mean, if you want, for the record, I can look up the email real quick and I can read you the last thing he said.
Give me permission to call Andrew. I'll call Andrew and talk to him.
Well, let's talk about Hall Paving because Hall Paving said that they can do the speed bumps painting and they can do signs.
Okay.
So I think we should just let Hall Paving do all of it.
Okay.
Nice. It's right there.
Good. Yeah. And that was going to be introduced in new business when we get
there. All right. Yeah. We should have listened to you 10 minutes ago.
All right. We'll move along to new business if that's okay with everybody. All right. So, commissioners' input. All right. Commissioner Adams, you've got the floor.
Okay. We'll start with Mow Better Landscapes.
Okay.
They're the ones that do our snow removal for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
They were not able to be here tonight, but they do know when the October city meeting is, and they plan to come.
Okay.
They did go ahead and send me an email this afternoon at like 4:20 that said they're happy to do our snow removal for the winter, and they sent this quote to say what their salt and what their plowing is. I think it's really reasonable. So, I mean, we can table that and talk to them and make the motion and sign the contract and all that stuff. He'll have the contract when he comes to next month's meeting.
We don't have to let this for bid because it doesn't exceed a certain amount. What are we talking about here?
We've already got them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to exceed $30,000.
Yeah,
well, let's just do it. Just do it.
you know, we're not going to have $30,000 of snow. So I don't know if he's interested. I think he'll probably do a one-year contract, Mayor Stoneham, just because the salt prices, he's been watching, you know, the fuel prices and the salt prices and everything like that. So he'll probably only do a 1 year just because of cost increase and stuff with the economy. So he'll be at the meeting next month.
I just tell him how to put this proposal in the form of a contract. It should be real simple.
We need to do you want me to start talking about contracts?
No, I'll call him. No, who's the contact person there?
I can get it for you after the meeting.
Good luck.
Oh, actually, no, it's on there, Steve. It's right there.
Oh, I don't have that number.
That's at the top. That's their office number, the 216 number.
Okay, I'll call. That's all good. Call Mo better.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the guy that does it, his name is Mason, and his wife's name is Cheyenne. And she's the office manager.
I'll call.
All right, we can make a motion to go ahead and agree to
use them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I'll make the motion to use Mo Better Landscapes for our snow removal for the upcoming winter. I don't know, what do you want to say? November, effective date, November 1st.
Don't go November. My tree leaves are already changing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's our contract right now? They just pick up at the end of it.
Hold on a minute. It's snow removal. It's a date.
It's snow.
Yeah, you don't have to remove it.
I mean, yeah, last time we did it November to November.
Yeah.
So I thought we would do
October to October.
November 1st.
Right now with someone?
Yeah, we're under contract with them. Until November, I believe it's I believe it's until I believe the contract ends November 1st. You'd have to look that up, okay. Steve, because I didn't see it.
I'll call them and we'll get it done. So it's an extension of contract.
Yeah,
just a 1 year extension. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, 1 year extension of contract. All right,
all right.
I make the motion to extend their contract for Mo Better Landscapes to do snow removal for one additional year with the City of Worthington Hills.
For that 1 year extension for 1 year. All right.
And Commissioner Hall second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall, the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Got that taken care of.
Okay. And then we'll move on to Hall Paving. So I had Hall Paving is the company that came out and paved Middlesex for us last fall. And they did a really great job. And so I called them up, and they were happy to work with us again. So I asked them about painting the speed humps, and they quoted us, there's 11 speed humps, and they're able to do it for $3,025, which is very, very much under what you sent me, Commissioner, or Clerk Bev, I should say, because you sent me one that was $425 per speed bump. This is coming in at under $300 per speed bump. Looks like he wants to do some edge key where new asphalt meets existing pavement. So I think he wants to, Mayor Stoneham, does that mean he wants to smooth out where the street meets the speed bump? Well, is that what that first item is?
Let me tell you what. All the speed humps don't have keys. They are sitting on top of the asphalt.
Okay.
Okay. They were never keyed in when they were put in.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if he knows that or not.
What does that mean?
Well,
does that
when
mean
you put speed humps in, you're supposed to cut into the existing asphalt.
Okay.
Okay. And there's two ways of doing it. They can do it for the whole length of the speed bump or the width, okay? Or they can do two splotches of about 18, 24 inches on each end of the speed hump. On the 12-foot speed humps, that's normally what they do. On the 5-foot speed humps, they usually mill out the whole portion in the asphalt and then put the speed hump in.
Okay, so what is he talking about when it says edge key where new asphalt meets existing pavement?
I don't know which speed humps you're talking about.
The first little part up here.
I know, but which ones are you talking about?
Oh, all the ones that are yellow. I had him only look at the ones because our clerk wanted the speed bumps to be painted. So I asked him on that. So we're talking about the 11 yellow speed humps that are
so
in
Worthington. All 11 of them.
I believe so. It says one each.
That's what I'm questioning.
That, yeah, I mean, we'll have to check that.
See, because he's had 14 on painting. Okay.
Yeah, he has 11 on painting speed humps.
So I'm saying he's talking about edging each one of them yellow speed humps.
I mean, I take that to be what he means. That he's edging each. I don't see 14. I see 11.
I see 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
14. Yeah.
Painting speed humps 11 each.
Yeah, there's 11 yellow speed humps that he's going to go ahead and paint.
What's patching?
I went around the city with him and we picked out some pothole kind of thing. So I'm going to pass this around. So there's some areas that need a little bit of attention. So he's looking to patch 18 square yards all throughout the city. There was, some little ones on Northumberland, and then I would like to get Boyton fixed because it looks very bad. And then there's one on Bath Drive.
No, the problem I have with Boynton, as long as we've got Lemke, unless there's nothing that's going to keep that from getting cracked again because of the trucks.
Yeah. I mean, he's willing to, attempt to try to put a curb there and fix it, but I told him that too. I said the garbage truck just tears it
up. If he puts a curb there, it's just going to crack the curb. That's how they have cracked
the court.
Boyton Court, yes.
How many houses?
Five.
I don't know, five or six. Boyton, how many houses are on Boyton?
Two.
They're picking up
two.
Do they use
four?
They
five,
use
six.
The truck that's causing the problem is the one that's got the bucket in front that they pick up the trash and put it into the bucket. Then they take the bucket and put it on top. That truck is longer than the rest of them.
Why can't they just walk it to the end of the street?
They could do that.
Well, why not? We bumped up the price to match this any time. I'll call Price Pierce. I'll call Chris.
I don't think our citizens are going to want to do that.
Why not?
The citizen walk it to the end of the street or the garbage man?
Don't get in and walk it.
Oh, the garbage man. Well, I thought you meant the citizen walk it.
They walk it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call Pierce. Is that his name?
That's it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that bucket dump truck, or the garbage truck. Because when he comes around that turn, the mailboxes are there.
Boynton Court.
So when that bucket dump truck or garbage truck, if they use the regular truck, it's probably not an issue. But when they use that bucket one for any pickup,
they bring in more than one truck at a time.
Yeah, there's a bunch of trucks in the city. There's at least
so why
two.
Don't we just have to use a smaller truck?
So here's Boyson right here. There's a giant pothole there, and this is all tore up.
So this is that going into the court?
This is coming,
that's at the end of the court.
This is coming out of it.
Coming out of the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's just going to deteriorate again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see where the mailboxes are at?
There had to be some kind of issue.
See, because of that truck, as big as it is, when they come around that turn,
why don't they?
He's avoiding those mailboxes with that bucket.
So use a smaller truck and see if they can walk it down to the end of the road. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, they need a smaller truck.
All right. If you say there's a smaller truck in the city when the larger truck is there.
Usually.
All right, I'm going to call him.
Because I don't want to fix it. You know, honestly, that's just going to continue to be a problem.
Would it?
Because they busted the curb.
Yeah, they busted the curb out, and I was I know that we do the irrigation.
Oh, this one that's on Lutenberg Court?
That's on Bay Garden. I wrote that.
Bay Garden?
Yeah, that's on Bay Garden Court.
Point up there also?
Yeah, I didn't show you that picture. I can.
This point, but that Bay Garden, that's a road, right?
Are you sure this? Yeah, that is Bay Garden because they've got curb.
Yeah, there's a small, that is in front of somebody's driveway, kind of. I mean, just off the side of their driveway. And yeah, all paving.
That is a water main. This is a water main.
Oh.
And.
MSD.
That's a water main or a sewer line. When they do that.
Yeah,
they're having a breakdown. They got to put. You need the utility company, the water company, need to come out and check that. If it's the water company's line,
then they need to pay.
They have to fix it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then there's one at the very end there on Bath Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Good point, though.
Sure, the one on Boyce is not the same.
Is this part of the new asphalt that's on Bath Drive?
Yeah,
it's a whole.
Is it in the center of the street?
Grinding in there.
Pretty close to the center. End.
That is an MSD problem.
Like at the end.
MSD.
Because this is where is where the new asphalt is.
As you turn in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put a hole in that asphalt when they did that trench.
Okay.
Screwed up. MSD needs to fix this problem.
Okay.
Tell them that hole was back that they fixed when they did that project with the, when they put sewer line. Remember when they had the sewer line, the trenching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they got on the Bath Avenue, okay, they had asphalt there. And then something happened and they had to go back in and fix this. That's an MSD issue.
Yeah.
That was Bath Drive.
Yeah.
So are we going to try to get Rumpke to fix Boynton? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm asking to use a smaller truck or for the guys to park the truck, not to drive the truck in and have the guy just walk. Bring the stuff back to the truck.
On a picture?
Yeah, I took pictures with my cell phone and I emailed it to my city email.
On the Boynton? You need to send feed those pictures so he can send them down to Chris, okay? Because this, he needs to be aware of the fact that if we fix that street and it gets crunched up again, because I fixed this when I was road commissioner in 2015 to whatever. And it started crumbling within a year because... And I never could figure out why it did until I saw that bucket truck going down that street. And I realized it's running the driver's side tire up onto the curb and busting the curb. And at the same time, then what happens is that water from the irrigation system runs underneath this asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So with that being said, I mean, is it kind of like already cut out there and it's sinking or something? Is it?
Yeah, it's holding water. There's a big pothole that's holding water.
They're just drying it. They're just destroying the surface, which is gathering water stuff. They're collecting. Refresh my memory. They're collecting recyclables, yard waste, and garbage at the same time.
Well, not at the same time. You've got different trucks.
Okay, but then the same day, different trucks pick up different.
Right.
So, all right. So if the big truck's going down there, is it only picking up one?
It's only picking up the trash. The bucket truck picks up the trash.
Okay.
The regular garbage.
There's not a smaller truck that does the trash.
There's a supervisor that runs around.
Okay.
Now, right. I don't know when he runs around, okay, but he drives a smaller truck. And it's only one guy in it.
Well, I'm going to call. We're going to work this out.
The water main issue.
But Steve needs a copy of those pictures so we can show Chris.
Yeah.
That problem. Garden.
That big truck is for, like, big items.
Yeah.
So.
But that's where the trash is going.
Yeah, and like, you know, it just depends.
It's typically for the trash.
It's all for right. The trash and if there's big items.
Yeah, I've seen him put a cash in.
And that's on board.
Yeah.
This is 14. Okay.
All right. I'm out of call. Oh,
okay. All right, go ahead, Crystal.
Okay.
Finish your answer.
We had a citizen that wanted us to move a street sign back in like July. He was talking about getting his driveway widened. I went ahead and had that quoted just to see what this guy would charge for signs. And so that one came in at $250. My idea, and I don't know if this would work or not, but if we paid the $250 for him to move that speed bump sign, which I have the speed bump sign here, I don't know if we can reuse this for your speed limit transponder or not. I don't know if it's tall enough based on what you just said. I thought...
It's not the right kind either. Is that a green pole?
Yeah, this is a green pole.
You can't use a green pole.
It's kind of rusty.
It's galvanized
3 pounds
per pole.
Okay.
Galvanized or galvanized.
Can you take the signs off that and pole and put them on a galvanized pole?
Can you move that down a little bit? We're still inside the system.
Yeah, I mean, we can move the sign. Like, see, here's his driveway right here, and he wants to bring his driveway down, and it's right there. So he asked us if we could back it up, like, about 2 feet or something like that.
That is going to be grandfathered in, right?
What?
Did they change the requirement? When did they make a requirement for galvanized?
It's a different type of street.
That's a different kind of sign.
That thing's only 5 to 6 feet tall. It's not a street sign like a stop sign.
Okay, well then, see, we should be able to detach the sign and put it on a galvanized pole.
Well, see, there, it's so rusty, I don't know that we'd be able to get it off.
Yeah.
I got Saul's office, says it'll come off.
But see, he wants to bring his driveway
It has to be moved.
To move that.
Yeah, all of it.
So, I mean,
and he was told if he wanted to move it,
he's going to pay for it?
He's going to pay for it.
Does he buy into that?
I mean, he was lukewarm to the idea. I mean, I haven't talked to him since then. He said he was going to talk to his driveway contractor because we gave him that option. I mean, I thought that if we could use that pole for our speed limit sign, that maybe we could, you know, move it. This is the stop sign at Northumberland. Yeah. How far down it is. Yeah. Very.
Not very visible, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty visible, but it's very low because it got broke off at the seam. I
wonder what the regulation is for that.
It's supposed to be 8 feet tall, so we're supposed to get this.
Yeah, you want to get that fixed. You want to raise that sign.
Yeah, and we could use this, too. We could use this pole, maybe, for the speed limit sign as well.
It's a chess game here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Hey, let me ask you a question. So are they going to replace everything for $250, new sign, new pole? They've been there?
Yeah, for this speed limit.
Or new sign, new pole?
Speed bump sign. Yeah, new sign, new pole for $250, which my sign budget is $1,000.
Just get 3 posts. Just buy 3 posts and call me. I mean, for God's sake.
Do you think you can get that off, though? Like,
there's not anything that's on that sign that I couldn't get off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to replace the sign.
And I'll just bill the city by hourly rate, which means you'll pay for all of them. You might pay $140 tops.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's a ridiculously easy
thing. Will you move that one back?
If you'll have 911 paint the utility.
811. Yeah, 811. Every place we're putting the pole, 811's got to
get all that marked for me. All
right, you see where his driveway is? Yeah, it's going to come back. So he just wants it back to this one.
Yeah, just have all that spray so I don't get a water line or something.
Would that go?
That's the last thing I want to do is do a favor. And
no?
Then have to take care of that.
Okay.
All right.
Did you want to do that?
Okay. So
just so we can finish the sign conversation as far as where the radar sign's going. I don't know if we decided where we're putting that yet.
Yeah, he wanted to put that at Chesterfield.
Yeah, we can put it right before Chesterfield.
Get 811 to spray that, too.
Okay. So I need to
tell you, you know how mad I'm going to be if I drive on those in the ground and I hit a water line?
So, so
I'm going to be pretty mad.
So I need a 10-foot.
A 3 10-foot.
3 10-foot?
Yeah, and you want to replace the stop sign too at the corner of...
Yeah, middle flex. And,
yes, Jesus.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that,
I mean, that's an hour's worth of work, guys.
Okay.
Those so we should come out, because like I said, that sign was replaced in 16, I believe.
Yeah, but get, Crystal, get 3, because aren't we going to also look at putting one eventually on Ludenberg, right at the radar sign next year? Why not set the post now?
So get 4, get one for the speed bump.
You don't need a galvanized, you don't need a new sign for the for this thing. Yeah. Where do you get the picture of? No, 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 go back to the thing with the picture.
Oh.
Your parking speed bump. Yeah, I don't need a post. I'll cut that sign off. I'll set the post, and then I'll put a new. I'll put the sign.
Just get 3 10-foot posts.
Okay, 3 10-foot posts.
But yeah, but you've got a stop sign that needs a post, right? At the corner of Northumberland and
the one that's short.
Yeah, the short one at Northumberland. Middle Sex, right there.
Yeah. So get a post for that. Get a post for
the speed or the speedometer thing.
Radar. And get 2 posts for radar. Because we talked about putting one in the loom. You're going to be right back in the circle in 6 months when you buy the next one.
Okay.
So just buy 2. We'll set both posts. Then when you buy the next one, it's ready to go.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right. 3 10-foot galvanized posts. U-channel. Okay.
Yeah, 3 galvanized. And don't worry about that green post.
Yeah, because
the green post will come out.
We can pound that post down next to the street sign for Chesterfield, and the band can go around both of those posts.
Yeah, now the only thing that we didn't talk about was Safety Co. When I talked to them back in like June or July, they said they didn't want to move the Chesterfield sign to the other side of the street. They wanted to do the whole, no, you have to buy a new channel, U-channel, and you have to buy a new sign and all this
stuff. We're just going to put that radar post.
So yeah,
right,
I would
there
just
next
put it,
to where the street.
Yeah, I would just leave that street sign, and right. I would just put the post.
So you all decide all that. Just have it all sprayed, and let me know when you're ready, and the poster here. I mean, that's a couple hours work. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, thank you, Commissioner Hall.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, so I guess you want me to go back to the drawing board with Hall Paving and have him requote a few things after I get in touch with MSD.
Well. One of the things that, if we're gonna do anything, see if you can get 2 speed humps for Pacelli. They're in front of the townhouses.
Okay.
Okay.
New speed humps installed?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What about instead of right in front of the townhouses, one in front of the townhouse and one a little bit further down towards?
Yeah, one's gonna be in front of each one of the townhouses.
Okay. You need to go ahead and mark that.
Well, it'd actually be the apartments.
No.
Or that green or grass area.
You know where the apartments out. parking lot entrance is on Pacelli? It comes around and makes a U.
Yeah.
Okay. I want one just past there, and another one just past the.
Down by the townhouses.
Well, the townhouses are right there, too. There's 2 sets of townhouses.
Why don't you have Bob meet out there and just mark it?
Yeah,
I can have Caden from Hall Paving. He met me on a Saturday morning. So
I want them. I'm wanting 2 of them, equal space from Armored, whatever that is, okay? Just...
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
But you're going to put the site, Bob, and mark them. Hall gets there, and whoever else gets there.
You're going to have 3 or 2.
2. But they're going to be evenly spaced.
Yeah.
Okay? So that when they come around that turn, they may come around that turn fast, but they're going to be stopping real quick.
Yeah, because they...
And I don't want them speeding between too much between the second one. Okay? But... That needs to be installed, and we'll need to get a hold of the owners of them townhouses and tell them that they won't be able to park on whatever they were working on.
Okay. So do you want to meet me and Hall Paving one Saturday?
Yeah, don't wait there. It just, what I'm saying is from the street to the first one, to the second one, to the next turn, mm-hmm. I want equal amount of distance or pretty close.
So if it's 30 feet, he wants every 10 feet.
But Bob is going to have to meet with Crystal and go up to
the... It's a third.
It's that right. Simple, okay? Right. It's not rocket science. I said, I want two in the middle of the cellar.
Right.
All right.
Okay?
So if it's 100 feet long, you want one every 33 feet.
Right. Yeah, 33 feet. It's about 300 yards, if I remember right. So you're talking about one every 100 feet.
So did they quote that on here, putting in any new ones?
No, I didn't have any new ones quoted. Okay. I just had the painting of the speed humps quoted and some
of the patching. And when they put them in, I want the you need to have the thermal arrows on them.
Right. Yeah, he said that's all they do now.
Good. The things are a pain in, you know, anything else. And if I tell you what, get a quote on thermals on the ones that are down in front of the daycare center. Because they're about that speed hump that's down
in front of the daycare.
See if they'll put thermals, what their quote would be for thermals on there.
Okay, so more thermals or thermal replacement on the daycare one.
Mm-hmm. But we promised. We promised the people over there with that facility area, it's beginning to be a racetrack over there, and it needs to be resolved. And since it's our street, we can resolve it. I'd like to put 5 foot speed bumps over there.
Well, we've got somebody now that's going to the house in the back of our neighborhood, that they fly over the speed humps. I mean, they fly through there. It's I'm just like,
okay.
You know. Some things you can't fix.
And what's scary is I see children walking to the bus at between 6:15 and 6:30, and this car is on the road at that time. And it's scary.
Yeah, and you can't see them at that time.
No, I'm thinking about buying these little kiddos a LED flashlight that they can carry. That because you come around the bend at Chichelli, and because this car is going back that way, and you know the kids is. Like this morning, he was wearing a dark polo shirt because they've got to wear uniforms and his backpack. And I could barely see him until he got closer.
I can't tell you how many kids. I'm almost.
Well, we don't have sidewalks, though. I mean, these kids walk in the street.
They don't walk on the sidewalks over in Worthington Hills.
Yeah.
They walk in the street.
Well.
Good job on getting pricings.
You're welcome. I still think you'll have to show me Pacelli exactly where you want that stuff.
I will. It's not a big deal.
Because I'm still
just give me a call one day.
I'm still a little shaky on where it begins and where it ends and what's ours.
No. Ours is all Pacelli. All the way from Haswell to the other one. All the way up through.
Okay.
Pacelli is all ours.
Okay.
Pacelli's the one that runs parallel.
Okay. So what do we want to do with this? Do we want to vote on the painting of the speed hump portion?
Yeah, we can vote on the painting.
Or do you want to wait until I get the thermal speed hump stuff?
We need to do the thermal on the speed hump that's in front of the daycare center.
Okay.
Because it needs to be painted in half.
Okay. Do you want me to get another quote then on the thermal in front of the daycare and the painting and roll it all into one thing and us vote on it next meeting?
No, we need to do it now.
You want
to
do it now?
Yeah, we can. The thermal is going to, it's got to be done.
Okay.
Because those arrows that are on those daycare,
yeah,
I can't even see them when they're raining.
Okay.
Okay. So it's...
Okay, so we'll vote on the painting of the speed humps and the thermal tape on the daycare speed bump.
Right.
which is coming in at $3,025 plus whatever he's going to charge to put thermal on the daycare speed bump.
Right.
I have the budget money to cover this, so I make a motion that we paint the speed bumps that are currently yellow.
Before we do that, are we not going to look at repairing Boynton until somebody talks to Rumpke?
That's going to come down. That's going to be done later.
I mean,
I would recommend holding off on Boynton.
We're not going out there tomorrow. I'll call, try to work that out.
The reason why I'm recommending that we wait till spring on Boynton is because we're going through the winter now.
Well, what's that got to do with repairs? Then it's only going to get worse over the winter?
Well, let me call them up and see what they if they're going to agree to this, and you call them and decide when to do it. I'll call them tomorrow.
Boynton would be better to do in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if any water gets underneath that new asphalt, it's going to freeze and crack over the winter. Because all Rumpke's got to do is start chumping on it again, and water's coming into it.
He did say that asphalt prices are a little bit cheaper in the spring.
It just looks like hell.
Yeah, I do think it looks bad.
It looks like hell, but nobody drives down it to start with. We got six houses on that whole street.
I'll get it re-quoted with just Boynton, you know, without these other ones, and I'll present that at the next meeting and see how much he'll charge just to fix Boynton, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I think you're making a mistake doing it. I nearly freaked out last year when they didn't get till Middlesex till October. Okay? So I've had the training, and asphalt doesn't need to be put down to get water in the wintertime because it'll just crack.
Okay, so the painting of the speed bumps, do I need to make a motion? I think I kind of did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, do I hear a second on my motion?
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're going to speed bumps painted and the thermal on the daycare. By the way, that comes out of the roof fund. Anything else?
Yeah, I need to talk a little bit about the whole MSD issue. I had a citizen contact me about the driveway, you know, how their driveway is concave and all that
stuff.
Ain't
no problem.
I told them that it was an MSD issue and everything like that. I even called 311, and they said they weren't really sure. So can you explain to me, since I wasn't a road commissioner, I wasn't on the commission, can you explain to me what happened, you know, because some of these citizens think that because their neighbors have flat driveways that MSD somehow fixed it. I mean, do you know of anything MSD, that happened call, in the past
they,
like that?
They call MSD. MSD comes out and evaluate it. Okay.
That's simple.
It's just like my house. Okay. I called MSD. They came out, figured out that the trench that was from my house all the way down to where the sewer drainage was had been filled up, so they scheduled for them to come out and fix that, but they didn't do anything to my driveway. They fixed the drainage problem in the easement. Okay. If there's an issue with a driveway, they'll determine what to do with it.
Okay.
Okay.
So standing water on the apron between the sidewalk and the street, which I told her it isn't us.
It's not us.
So it's either MSD or it's a homeowner problem, correct?
It's an MSD problem. All the drainage stuff is MSD.
Okay, so any standing water in people's driveways is an MSD. They need to call MSD.
Well, define standing water, that's the problem. Because if it only stands for a few hours after a bad storm,
that's
then
they're not. Yeah. That's not standing water.
If it stands for weeks.
3 days.
Yeah.
According to code enforcement, anything that stands for 3 days.
Of the water. so that when MSD comes out there, if it's dry, she can show them what is going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'll try. Mm-hmm. She doesn't live in the city. She rents the house out to somebody else, so I'll have to go over there when it rains since she's not around here.
All right.
Which house is it?
11005 Lunenburg Court.
That is definitely an MSD issue. They don't have sidewalks. All that stuff is MSD. Okay. Right there. There is a grate that water runs off of or water runs through, and if the soil has shifted, then it's not shifting to the grate. It's usually piling up before it gets there.
Okay.
I knew that probably. All right. Is that it?
That is all I have.
Okay. We need a... I wish I got this report. AMF. Delinquent property tax notification timetable for 2022 and prior years. We need to get letters out to the delinquent taxpayers.
I'll ask Stan for the list. That's on my list of things to do. As soon as he gets me the list, I'll send it.
Okay. All right. Shut off irrigation system. I'm recommending that be shut off by the end of the month.
I thought we made a determination on that already.
Well, in that, I just want to make sure. And that's the date we decided on.
But yeah, we already voted on it, whatever the date was.
Yeah.
End of the month.
Was it September or October? I don't
remember. No, it was September.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
September 30th needs to be off by.
All right.
Halloween day
can
and time.
Can you tell me the addresses to those real quick?
Huh?
The addresses.
Follow irrigation.
Yeah.
Front entrance, island, the flagpole island, and Queensbury Court.
Okay. Why do you say you don't have them, Bob?
Well, they want addresses. They want street addresses. I don't have them. Halloween is next month. I'm jumping on this because I can get it on the website. The 31st is on a Monday. Do we want to have the holiday or the Halloween trick-or-treaters on Sunday the 30th or Monday the 31st?
I think we've always done it on Halloween, haven't we?
Yeah, normally. But there's other places that are doing them on the weekend. That's the
true.
Only reason I'm bringing
up. True.
Okay. So normally we do it from 5 to 8. Do we want to do it again this year, the same time we had last year? And on Halloween, 31st?
I don't know. What do you all think?
I don't think you can restrict someone from banging on a door after 8 o'clock. I mean, how are you going to control that?
We just say that's our typical times.
Okay.
Our typical times.
Was it as early as 5?
Huh?
Was it as early as 5?
Yeah.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah, it was 5 to 8, I'm almost sure.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, because the kids get home, they get their stuff on, they get out on the street. It's still light at 5 for the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the older ones that like to go out later, but the way to stop them from knocking on your door, you don't turn your light on. You know, you just keep the house, you know.
Oh, I've been doing it 26 years, I know.
Okay.
But I also know a lot of parents don't get home until after 5. But
it doesn't matter if we started at 5.
Right.
We started at 5. We end at 8. Or we end at 9. Whatever you all want to do.
No,
I just wanted to have it because our next meeting, I think, is the 18th.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try and have this up sometime early October. So. What do y'all want to do? 31st?
Yeah. I'm fine with the 31st. 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Is that agreeable with everybody?
Okay.
Unless I have the bug on, I'm just going to say, yeah. Anything else we need for new business? Getting a little bit.
Yes, I am.
Good. You're doing a good job.
All right, commissioner report. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. 8:20, 11:30 a.m., I contacted Commissioner Metcalf to lay note and let Tate know if Tate was on duty, that a small group of people had chased a murder suspect into the woods at Nansman and Pacelli. Louisville Metro Police were on site, and they were also present on Bay Run Drive. That's why I wanted to let Dennis and Tate know.
He killed himself in Nashville.
I also contacted Mayor Stoneham at 2:45 that day. Louisville Metro was leaving the area and commented that they believed the suspect had left the area via by someone picking him up or maybe on foot. Then on 8:26, the resident at 12004 Bay Run emailed reporting her yard waste had not been picked up. 8:29, I received a voicemail from a resident on 4517 Pulaski Court stating they were new to the city and needed trash pickup info, so I called him back. I gave him all the information he needed, confirmed that he had one trash bin and one recycle bin. On 8:30, I emailed Christopher Pierce with Rumkey reporting about the yard waste not being picked up, and I requested that he make the driver aware and look for yard waste at 12004 Bay Run. 911 Christopher Pierce answered my email stating he would notify operations to pick up the yard waste. And then Jesse Thomas with Rumkey also emailed stating that he had reminded the driver to watch out for 12004 Bay Run. I emailed him back thanking him. 9:03, I contacted Commissioner Metcalf to ask if Tate was on duty. I had a resident in my neighborhood contact me at 12107 stating he was notified by a security camera of a disturbance at his house on the porch. He sent me the video. I spoke with Dennis. Tate wasn't on duty. Sent Dennis the video. Dennis rolled over and he spoke with the resident at 12107 East Bay and the neighbor that was involved. On 9/19, did the street light check. Read all September emails. Attended city meeting. And I forgot to add on 8/28, I did a streetlight check. 8/28. Sorry for my scribbles, Bev. My side notes. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Nepple.
I'll go next.
Commissioner Adams.
This report's from August 17th through September 20th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, September 20th. I drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. I had one citizen inquiry this month. I was contacted via phone by a citizen who owns the property at 11005 Lunenburg Court. She was inquiring about her driveway apron being concave and holding water. Advised her that I've been told that this is an MSD issue and not a COWH paving issue. Called Metro 311 to check on the status of her ticket from about 18 months ago, which had been closed out. Metro 311 said that MSD has their own ticket tracking system now and to call them to inquire further. Met with Caden from Hall Paving to drive the city and survey the streets for potholes and other paving issues. Hall Paving is going to issue a quote to get these issues repaired. He's also going to give us a quote on painting our speed bumps. Informed Mo Better Kentucky that the city meeting was tonight, September 20th, and invited Mason to attend in order to talk about doing our snow removal in the winter.
and drove the streets of Worthington Hills to check for dark areas and to get a list together of possible new streetlight installation locations. Emailed the list of possible locations to Bev, our city clerk, per her request. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking of it. There's one other place, like you've got in a big garden that you need water company to come out and check, or MSD one too. It's on Ludenberg Court. I think it's the third house down. There's a little hump. There's a little bump. From third house down on the right.
From where? From Northumberland and Ludenberg?
Ludenberg Court. From Ludenberg Drive.
To Ludenberg Court.
Right.
Okay.
When you're driving down, when you come in, you drive down on the right side. It's the third house, I believe. Third or fourth house. You'll see where the pavement kind of slopes.
Okay.
And that's a good indication that there's a possible problem with the area around the water pipe or the sewer pipe.
Okay, and so I start with the MSD, or no, you said this is water main. So this
it's
is
either water or sewer. I don't know which one it is.
Sorry. Okay, so start with MSD and then go to the water company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which one? It's going to be the same ones that had the fix. Remember when they were doing Middlesex and they were over in Cold Spring?
Yeah, they're still over there. They still got it blocked off.
Right. Well, they're what they're digging now. But
I'll have to drive over there and see what trucks are parked in front of the hole. They're actually doing something. Doing something now.
Where that first speed bump is after Bristol Bay, when they did the milling, they were popping it, and it actually broke through something. Mm-hmm. It broke through a pipe. And it was luckily it was in the speed hump area. So they were able to continue paving and just put the plate down over that. And then once they got that done, they put that speed hump over it. So it's the same type of thing. And when they start doing that, I don't know if it's MSD or if it's water. It's probably MSD. Since they're on Ludenberg Drive, they could also check out that 11005.
Okay.
Issue 2.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Commissioner Hall?
Yeah, I'm going to send you my report. I got stuck in traffic coming out of Cincinnati today, so I didn't get into Louisville until.
All right. Commissioner McCann?
All right. I drove the city on multiple occasions, went to the post office and there, stole them multiple times, issued two parking permits, answered two phone calls. On 8/20/22, received call from Commissioner Martin that police were looking in the woods behind East Bay Villas for a suspect that stabbed and killed a woman at the speedway on Westport Road. I drove around Worthington Hills until the police gave up the search. On 9/3/22, Commissioner Martin called me about apparent vandalism at 12107 East Bay Court. That he called the police. I went to that location, and when I arrived, the police were there. The suspect at 120110 East Bay Court. It appeared that the individual had some sort of mental episode, and the police talked to him, and he was calm and cooperative. No charges filed against him. That's it.
4500 Mecklenburg.
I talked to them people and about where they could park. Are they still not?
I was out this morning and there was a spot open in the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and they were still parking.
Close to the stop sign?
Not close to the stop sign. They were parked on the other side of the driveway,
mm-hmm.
but there was an open spot in the driveway. They need to realize that if they got an open spot in the driveway.
I was confronted. I combated when I first talked to her and she said it down. Yeah.
Well,
I was pointing to them that didn't park close to the stop sign, so didn't park too close to their mailbox.
Hey, can you give warning citations?
Mm-hmm.
If that vehicle is out there on Mecklenburg, and there's an opening in the driveway,
mm-hmm.
is there something you can put on the car?
It's 4500 McLumber.
Yeah, it's right on the corner.
And they have a parking.
They have a parking pass. They have some family living with them, so I gave them a parking permit that's longer than it should be.
Gotcha.
But they're not trying to follow the rules.
Okay.
They're just using it as a convenient parking.
Right.
And what's going to happen? You know how many problem we have on Mecklenburg anyhow with the rest of the residents?
Yeah.
They're going to think we're picking and choosing.
Right.
Okay. And another thing, too, that one of the calls that her kids are living with her temporarily, she started bitching at me and said that she lived there for like 27 years, so I thought, well, you don't ever plan on moving out. But it's probably not a temporary.
Right, I'm wondering if it is.
Well,
they have a wide driveway. There's no reason they can't park all six cars in that driveway.
I think they don't want to move them. That's kind of what I've had to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing is if she's got a parking permit, she could actually go and park where they were parking next to the driveway.
I tried to tell her to go up to, their yard.
Right.
That on the corner lot, park on Northumberland because it's a wider street. And she didn't like that.
Well, they can park, like I said, they got most of the car on the grass anyhow. So why they just don't park on the left side of the driveway doesn't make sense to me if they've got a parking permit.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I just wanted to bring it up. And we're going to get into an issue if we don't take care of this matter because we've had parking issues on down Mecklenburg and somebody's going to start using the race card. So I don't want that to go there.
Well, we sort of gave them carte blanche, right? We agreed to give them an open.
Yeah, but they have to be considerate when there's parking in the driveway.
I don't disagree with you.
I mean, they're abusing the privilege.
Just tried to clarify.
Maybe write them a letter and tell them that it'll be revoked if they can't, that the cars need to be in the driveway if there's open spaces. You know, they should, they just don't maybe want to get up and go move the cars.
Well, we've got a lot of people that play shuffle the cars in the morning.
Yeah.
I see them doing it.
Yep.
All right, is there anything else before I ask for an adjournment? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Good meeting, guys. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf.